Hello, it's good to be with you again. As our days and weeks take on a different rhythm and pattern, I've come to look forward to my time in front of a microphone or a video lens because it's the safest way for all of us to connect and nurture our spirits and for these next few weeks to think about compassion. I came across this graffiti quote recently. I'm not sure where the wall was onto which these words were painted, but they definitely caught my attention. They say, "Stubborn on vision, flexible on details." So what might be a vision or a value that all of us might stubbornly hold on to until it becomes a reality in the world? Something that connects people of different religions and spiritual traditions with those who don't claim any such beliefs, which spans the ages and is both personal yet common to all. How about what is known as the Golden Rule? April the 5th was actually designated as Golden Rule Day. There are so many special days, I have to say, that sometimes I ignore them, but this one caught my attention. It's an opportunity for all of us to reflect upon and celebrate that universal principle of treating others the way that we would want to be treated. The Golden Rule is a powerful tool for all our relationships. Following this principle of treating others and the planet as you would like to be treated meets the aspiration on that brick wall. Stubborn on vision, flexible on details. But we have to work out the details for ourselves, don't we? Especially if we are trying to live from a place of compassion. Building compassion begins when we face our pain. We don't deny it or reject it. We stay with the pain even when life just sucks. And this takes courage and persistence. So to be able to do that, we have to also identify what nurtures and sustains us during such times. One of the things that I do is go to water. I find that being close to water is a spiritual experience that nurtures and centers me. We know that water is crucial to our physical well-being, well, to all creatures' physical well-being, but it's also a powerful metaphor, a metaphor for refreshment and rejuvenation and healing. It's one that is used often in the Bible, and Jesus takes the metaphor a step further when we hear about his encounter with the woman at the well. And he says to the woman that people will soon become thirsty again after drinking this well water. But the water I give becomes a perpetual spring from within, watering them forever with eternal life. If you'd like to read that whole story, it's found in the Gospel of John in chapter 4, verses 4 to 26. During those difficult periods in our lives, which approach are we going to choose? We're going to choose survivor of the fittest or treat others as you want to be treated? If personal survival at all costs is most important, then you would defend that well in the desert landscape, turning away thirsty travellers. If you treated others the way that you would wish to be treated, then you'd share the water with anybody who needed it. And perhaps in this way, compassionate action becomes living water. And I think that also makes people that have been treated with compassion more likely to do the same thing to others. Some might say that acting with compassion sounds good, but rather naive. Humans are naturally greedy and grasping and out for themselves, they might say. It's just the way that we're made, and there are myriad examples in history to prove it. But psychologists, particularly those working in the last 20 years, point out that there are also many, many examples of the exact opposite behaviour. And so we need to ask ourselves, which are we going to promote? Which are we going to reward as a society? When we eventually move out of this COVID-19 crisis, what are we going to do? Are we going to choose to live with compassion? Make changes so that those who look after the youngest and the oldest amongst us, those who care for the sick, grow our food, ensure the sanitation systems are functioning properly? Are we going to ensure that they all receive a living wage and our continued thanks and respect? Dutch historian Ruiter Bregman believes that our secret superpower is our ability to cooperate, and he has searched out a number of stories to prove this. I'm going to share one of them with you now. It's a true story about six boys: Sean, Stephen, Colo, David, Luke, and Mano. They were all pupils at a strict Catholic boarding school on the island of Fiji. They ranged in age from 13 to 16, and they had one thing in common: they were bored. So, sometime in June 1965, they decided to go on a seafaring adventure on a boat that, well, let's just say they borrowed it. During a storm, they were shipwrecked on an uninhabited rocky island. Despite perpetual thirst and extreme hardships, the boys eventually set up a small commune. It had a food garden, hollowed out tree trunks to store rainwater, a gym with some very curious weights, pens for wild chickens that they had captured, and a permanent fire to alert passing ships of their presence. They worked out a system. They worked in teams of two. Two worked in the garden, two in the kitchen, and two fire tending and on lookout duty. Sometimes they quarrelled, and whenever that happened, they imposed a time out, a cooling down period. Their days began and ended with song and prayer, because these were the things that helped lift their spirits. One day, calamity struck. Stephen fell off a cliff and broke his leg. The other boys rescued him and set his leg using sticks and leaves. "Don't worry," Sean joked. "We'll do your work while you lie there like a king." They were rescued after about 15 months. But that's a whole other story. Our islands of isolation are very different. Right now, there are some of us who are on islands that are well supplied and comfortable, yet others experience a precarious and dangerous life on their islands. Compassion can be the rescue boat which brings us all to safety. It can be the living water that Jesus spoke of. So these are some thoughts to reflect upon till we meet again the next time. So please, I hope that you all stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Thank you.